Look, I've been involved in facilitating this meeting today to try and get a local understanding of what the TAFE reforms will mean for this particular region. The research that I've done has related to apprenticeship trainings in the area, but also the sorts of industry futures where employment growth may be generated in the years ahead, particularly as the region confronts the challenges of transitioning to a low carbon economy.
And with that in mind, how do you think that the TAFE funding cuts will affect the area?
Look, skills and retraining is central, particularly agriculture, forestry, these other sorts of areas where we do know that both aging workforce issues, but also value-adding opportunities in these sorts of resource-based industries in the area. The implications of skill opportunities disappearing, of courses disappearing, it will have serious implications.
In what way? What, that people won't be able to be trained, so there'll be job losses?
Access to particular types of courses, and it's still a bit early days to figure out which courses are going to be viable or not viable, and the decisions that the TAFE providers and group training organizations will make. It's still a bit too early to tell. But also the cost of training. We do know that the cost of training is going to go up quite substantially, and you're dealing at a time where you're going to deal with displaced workers. Where is this money going to come from for retraining and accessibility for the skills that they need?
I'm here with Lisa Price, a councillor at La Trobe City Council. Now, Lisa, we've just had the emergency meeting run by the Gippsland Trades and Labour Council. You're a La Trobe City Councillor. How is this announcement and the effects of the TAFE funding cuts going to affect the valley?
Well, I think one of the things that certainly our council has been looking at is how we would transition our community through this low carbon economy, you know, with a carbon tax coming in on the 1st of July. And skills and training had been identified as one of the key planks of that transition. Not only reskilling workers who were perhaps displaced out of the power industry, but also about keeping our young people in the area and diversifying our economy into different industry sectors. These cuts to TAFE have almost, you know, taken that option off the table for us. A lot of the courses that are being cut will be courses that young people traditionally had gone into, that had given them a taste for education and that then would encourage them to continue on to higher education. All those options are now not going to be available. So, you know, as a community, it's devastating for us.
So which courses are going to be cut? Do you have any idea from the meeting today?
Well, there's talk about things like business studies, hospitality, hairdressing, retail, all the things that young people traditionally identify with and are very keen to do. There's high uptake rates for those courses, but they're no longer going to be financially sustainable. So those options just won't be there.
These funding cuts, they're going to kick in on the 1st of July, the same day as the price
carbon
on carbon. So these are two really big things happening within the valley at the same time. Now, can you tell me from a councillor's perspective, what sort of effect is this going to have on the valley?
Well, I think, you know, confidence is already down in the valley about what the impacts of the carbon tax would be. To add this, you know, the cuts to TAFE on top of that, you know, the community is just thinking, how many blows can we take? And I think, you know, for us in local government, it's about trying to reassure the community that, you know, we are actually going to work through this. And that was what one of the skills and training was, an option to work through this. You know, we're really struggling now to be able to say to the community, yes, it's going to be all right, because what are we having to offer now?
Look, basically, we believe their policy is actually fundamentally flawed. The idea that you would withdraw funding from regional areas that traditionally for decades have provided courses in retail and hospitality, which have been the backbone of lots of regional communities, to withdraw the funding as a way of punishing the private sector, who basically came in and rorted the system and made excessive profits, to rip the money out of TAFE in order to pay for their indiscretions, is just totally absurd, and it'll fundamentally attack the integrity and the capacity of regional communities into the future, and that's simply not viable, and we won't support it, and we'll attack it and campaign against it for as long as we need to. Listen, we believe that it is by stealth a way of actually privatising the sector. What these politicians seem to forget is that it's a public TAFE system, it's owned by the community, and they're actually meant to be the custodians. The idea that you would mess around with TAFE in order to balance budgets to satisfy people in Spring Street is just not acceptable. And regional communities deserve better than that from their elected representatives.
And Minister Hall said that the current funding system was unsustainable and had many inefficiencies. What would you say to that?
Look, Minister Hall has also said in Parliament that a demand-driven system is not budgetable. He acknowledges the system they have in place at the moment they cannot budget for, but yet they're going ahead with the same system, and they're using a stupid process of altering student contact hour rates, like I said, to drive out the dodgies who basically come in to rip the system off. But they're not changing the fundamentals of the system. They're actually continuing with a demand-driven system, which Minister Hall acknowledges you actually can't prepare a budget for.
And so the demand-driven system, so that was brought in with the last state government, is that right?
Absolutely. The Labor Party produced what was called the Skills Reform Policy, and it's that policy which has been currently used and implemented by the Liberal National Coalition. We actually have a problem with the policy. We also believe that it's about time Labor stood up and admitted that it was a bad policy, that the consequences that we're now seeing, they never anticipated. They need to stand up and say that it's time for an alternative policy, and to let the Victorian communities know what that alternative will be. So, yes, you're right. Labor gave us this policy, but the Liberal National Coalition is just doing devastating things to local communities with it.